AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is letting President Trump end humanitarian parole for over 500,000 people from four countries, exposing them to deportation. A key inflation gauge slowed last month. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The government says consumer prices rose just 2.1% in April compared with a year earlier. That's down from 2.3% in March and the smallest rise in inflation since September. The report indicates President Trump's tariffs have not yet noticeably pushed up prices. The timing and impact of those tariffs are now in doubt after a federal court ruled most are unlawful. The taxes will stay in place for now amid an administration appeal. Earlier this month, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said inflation remains elevated and the Fed would keep its key interest rate unchanged while evaluating the tariffs' impacts.
We are going to need to see how this evolves.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is holding a rally in Pennsylvania to celebrate a deal for Japan-based Nippon Steel to invest in U.S. steel, which he says will keep the iconic American steelmaker under U.S. control. Details have yet to be worked out. French President Emmanuel Macron is warning the U.S. they risk a dangerous double standard as they concentrate on a potential conflict with China if that shift comes at the cost of abandoning Ukraine.
We want to cooperate, but we don't want to be instructed on a daily basis what is allowed, what is not allowed, and how our life will change because of the decision of a single person.
The U.S. is considering withdrawing troops from Europe to shift them to the Indo-Pacific. At least 111 people are confirmed dead from flooding in central Nigeria. Today in London, actor and comedian Russell Brand pleaded not guilty to rape and sexual assault charges involving four women dating back more than 25 years. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutow, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are slipping a bit on Wall Street, but they're still on track to close out May with solid gains. The S&P 500 fell 0.1% in the first hour of trading Friday. The index is up about 6% for the month after 3 months of losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 35 points. It's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.4%. Shares of Gap dropped 21%. The company, which also runs Old Navy stores, said tariffs could cost it up to $300 million this fiscal year. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market following encouraging reports on inflation and consumer sentiment. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note eased to 4.40%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The maker of Oreo cookies, Mondelez, is suing grocery chain Aldi, saying the packaging for Aldi's store brand cookies and crackers deceives customers by blatantly copying Oreos, Chips Ahoy, Wheat Thins, and other popular brands. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.